This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, brain pain. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When the body of evidence includes evidence of a body that's missing pieces, will the courts grant peace of mind to loved ones? This case began when the Albrecht son Christopher drowned after suffering an epileptic seizure. Because it was a sudden death of a young person, the medical examiner performed an autopsy which included dissection of the brain. The court explained that due to the lengthy process involved in preparing the brain for dissection, the coroner often returns remains to the next of kin without the brain. The coroner did not inform the Albrechts that he kept their son's brain and, in fact, eventually destroyed it. The Albrechts sued, but the Ohio Supreme Court held that next of kin have no constitutional right to body parts retained by the coroner. They appealed, claiming that recent federal cases have held relatives have such a right. But the court pointed out those cases involve body parts removed without permission for organ donation, not during the course of a forensic autopsy. So next of kin will have to accept the fact that last remains of a loved one may include lost remains as well. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.